Blog Talk Radio.
Then it's Side Frolic on the air.
Hold on. I'm waiting
Jimmy
for
Jimmy Dinigan will be here.
Waiting for the stupid Laurel and Hardy, sorry.
Pepper.
Here it comes.
Quiet.
Okay.
Pepper. Sweet Pepper Treat will be here. Don't be a big baby. You've got to go to the doctor and get a checkup. You know that. The last time you went to the doctor, he took a tape measure, and he had a lot of trouble finding one big enough. He had to send out to the construction company to get it. Wouldn't you cut that out? Don't you remember, Ollie? You told him you were complaining because your ass couldn't fit on the chair. So he measured it. He did not. Well, of course he did. The nurse was a witness. She saw it. You mean to tell me that the nurse saw my ass? Well, of course she did. That's why she almost fainted. Now listen. You've got to go to the doctor and make sure that you're in good health. And that your rear didn't get any bigger. Didn't get any bigger than your front. Will you cut that out? Well, don't worry about it. They've got things they can put on the front, but they can't put on the rear. Get out! Get out of here! Now, just relax and don't worry about it. Don't let the white coat make your blood pressure go up. You know how that goes, don't you?
Yeah, it goes up and up and up.
Oh, hello there. So you're back, huh? Haven't had enough abuse. I mean, medicine. Well, what seems to be the trouble this time?
Well, doctor, you see, he was sitting on the couch the other day, and all of a sudden, I don't know what it was. I thought it was the window, but all of a sudden I heard...
What was that?
Well, the couch sort of split. You know how you do a split when you're doing a dance, you know? You don't listen to him.
Well, I guess that only means one thing. What's that? Well, your ass didn't shrink, it got bigger. Now turn around. Let me just see what we got here now. Let me see. Oh, ow, ow, oh, ow. What is that thing you're poking me with?
It's called an asinometer.
It's an asinometer.
An asinometer? what does that do, Doc?
Measures the velocity and the infrastructure of the outer extremity of the anal perforation of the Elsius count.
Elsius count? Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. I went to the wrong school. They had that in the other school, and I didn't go. My mother couldn't afford it. Will you cut that out? Now, what are we going to do about it, Doc?
If he gets any bigger, he won't be able to sit in the house.
Then we'll have a real problem.
We'll have to get the landlord to tear down part of the wall and let him in.
Will you cut that out?
Now listen, Doc.
You got to do something to help me. I don't know why it is, but I
keep on getting bigger every day. Well, there's a simple explanation for that.
What is that? Keep your mouth shut.
See, that's a good idea. Maybe if he keeps his mouth shut, he won't get any bigger.
I won't have to wheel him down to the post office in the shopping cart.
But now he can't even get into the car. What am I going to do, Doc? Well, you'll have to get a construction crew to hoist them down there. I can't put you on my scale. You're already broke. Yeah. I haven't got a scale to hold you. Now, let's see here. Now, let's wait for you. Well, how much is it? I don't know. I can't count that. I didn't go to that school either. Well, what are we going to do for him, Doc? Well, I don't know. He might need the old-fashioned surgery. Surgery? Oh, no, you don't. You're not getting me in one of those places. You go in one piece, you don't come out. Well, you come out in a couple of pieces, will you? What kind of surgery is that, Doc? Well, it's a new type of surgery, see. It's designed for people like Mr. Ollie here, who just can't stop. No matter what they do, they can't stop pills or anything, and then the side effects eventually kill them anyway. But they can't stop, see. So we bring them into the operating room, and the fella comes in, see, and he works for the local butcher shop, see. We give him a couple of bucks, and he comes right in, and wait a minute, what do you mean, tweet, what is that? He just slices it right off. And we feed it to the animals in the zoo.
Oh, boy.
Are you a doctor or a maniac? Well, I don't know. I didn't go to that school either. Get out! Get him out! Get me out of here! Woo! Hey, how about a big hand for Laura Hardy? Lorraine, you there?
Here you go. My mic's open.
Give us a big hand if you can. Yeah. All right. In a tight.
There you go.
Yeah, let's do it.
You have
all right,
pepper.
The inner sight pollock brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen over there in Bellport, Long Island. Shelby's Kitchen, Tom and Michelle own the place. Let's see. They do catering, great food. 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen. Check it out. Hey, I want to update you on my friend John Cat doing better. Vinny.
Aw.
Vinny the cat. And if he keeps on improving like that, we'll have him as a guest star on the show.
Yeah.
You. He had a bad tooth, and he was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to a cat dentist. Will you stop that? I heard of a cat house, but not a cat dentist. Will you cut that? Get this guy out of here. All right. In a side. Oh, and on a more formal note, I got a call from Anthony Kennedy today, Kennedy Realty, and his wife is doing much, much better, 100% better. Mm-hmm. They say she's 100% cured. Well, mm-hmm. It sounds like a doctor finally did something right. Hope and pray that it's true. Keep on praying for Kennedy.
I will.
His sister and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty, all right.
Pardon me, Frank, you have...
What?
Pardon me, when you get a chance, you have a caller.
No, let him wait. Hello, caller, stay on the line. All right, Inner Sight.
Losing.
Well, I was so rudely interrupted.
Well, you have callers.
Let's see. We have, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And all these people and more, we thank for being a part of the Day for Milton last week. What else we got? Oh, all the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. Tomorrow is Adoption Day for Akita, so go over and get yourself a beautiful Akita. Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.net. It's an email. You want to consult them that way. Big East, the Key to Rescue, Joanne Diamond. Thank you so much for the food for my girl, Charabel. All right, all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster of Antio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Good thing to remember. All right, let's see. What else we got? Jimmy Dinigan's coming up. He's going to sing one of his favorite songs for all of you Gene Autry fans out there who may still be alive. Of course, if you're not alive, when you hear Dinigan, you'll wake up.
Woo!
All right. That's for sure.
I can't raise the dead, Miss Mark. Jimmy, shut up. I mean, be quiet.
Told her to shut up a lot of times, but she apologized. You know, teachers not in those days, a teacher wouldn't dare tell a kid to shut up. Today,
he's an exception.
But in my day, you wouldn't dare do that. Your mother would come up there, and my mother would have to school.
I'm going to wipe the floor with that bitch. When's the last time they wiped the floor in that goddamn school? I'm going to wipe the floor with her.
Uh-oh.
My son.
So, yeah, today that wouldn't happen.
No, it wouldn't. No. I remember that. A parent
I remember
came up here.
Mm-hmm.
And, go ahead.
Go ahead.
You got a story about that? Go ahead.
Yeah, I remember one of my friends, they did something bad to the mother or something at home, so the mother had came to the school, and plus she got in trouble in school, too. So the mother came to the school, and the principal, he was in the principal's office. She didn't say nothing to the principal, didn't say nothing to kids. She pulled out a belt and started whipping his behind right in front.
Right in front.
Yes. Yeah. And then she brought it out in the hallway because we were all standing out in the hallway, right? We were getting ready to go into a class. So she brought it out in the hallway and said, your friends could see you getting spanked.
Well, wasn't that on the news? Wasn't that the beating of the year? On the news? That was on the 6 o'clock news. Mother gives kid beating of the year. I heard about that.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Inner Sight frolics. Let's see. What are we up? Peter Rescue did that. Nobody stops on Long Island. Any dog food, cat food? Call Gary, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the group where you can get free food for your dog and your cat and all other little animals too. You got food for guinea pigs and all that.
Aww.
No big pigs, just little pigs. No, you can't go. No,
can't go over there with your 400-pound brother and get food. No, not for him. Only little pigs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in a sight. Oh, by the way, don't take any of this stuff seriously. I don't want to get any more weird calls. In a sight. And don't try any of this at home. You know, like
yeah,
one time we did the friend of mine called me up and said, I gotta find a dentist. I got a bad tooth. I said, wait a minute. I said, you don't need a dentist. Do it Lauren Hardy style.
Yeah.
I scream around the tooth,
mm-hmm,
around the doorknob, boom, you know. And
ow.
So some guy called
yeah
me up. He said, you son of a bitch, I'm going to kill you. I tried to. You better not go out in the street. I'm going to kill you. I said to him, well, wait a minute. I said, give me a chance. Tell me what you look like.
Oh.
And he told me, I said, that doesn't help. I'm blind, you jackass. Oh, man, that was funny. Then he apologized. I said, I put a disclaimer on the show. Don't try any of this at home.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't home. I was in my wife's office. Blood all over the place. And Karen fainted. We had to call the medics and the ambulance.
Ouch.
But they wouldn't help me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Crazy. Anyway.
It's the same thing. Don't try none of this at home.
Yeah. Inner Sight Frolic tonight. Crazy stuff. Who's on the line? You got a caller?
Let me check.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just checking. Give me a second.
The caller, not you. The caller.
Oh. Oh, okay.
We need the caller.
What the hell?
Well,
Hold on.
We scared him away.
Hold up.
The only show, folks.
No, we have Peppa.
We have
Peppa.
The only talk show where we can fight and call is who call up and they change their mind and they don't want to talk.
Yeah, well.
I wonder if I get paid for that.
Well, Peppa's on the line waiting for you.
Oh, Peppa darling, my love of my life, my dream girl, Peppa.
Here
get
she
her
comes.
Letter in, good. Hello?
Hi, Peppa.
Howdy, y'all. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. You ain't supposed to tell her daggum secrets now.
What?
Frank, did you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, somebody wants to talk to you.
You tell her secrets. Do what?
Somebody wants to talk to you. Hello, Peppa darling. This is Nick. You know, you remember the Stones, don't you, darling?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is Nick. Now, I want to give you the most beautiful wedding you ever had in your life. But not with me.
Oh, boy.
You get out.
Darn it.
Now, I remember Frankie from years ago when we did a party with Stevie. And I was much younger then. I'm kind of old now, but not that old, you know. I can still rock and roll in the proper way. Will you get at it? This is my show. What are you doing? Don't mind me. Rock and roll in the proper way. There'll be no patronizing on this show. All right, Inner Sight. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great, darling. I sure do.
All right.
We're going to bounce around on Grandma's feather bed.
Oh, Grandma. Oh, you got the feather bed. Oh, man, I love that song.
John Denver. All right. All right, whenever you set up.
I'm ready.
Roll. Oh, all right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Grandma
said the best.
I live at the Universal Amphitheater, Los Angeles. The artist flashed up. Grandma said there had lived at the...
Mute. That's when that to get done. Let it start. All right.
Who's that?
That's
Grandma?
Video progress.
There we go.
All right. Grandma said there had lived at the Universal Amphitheater.
Oh, there's too much sound.
The artist flashed up.
Grandma, maybe I
didn't
Grandma.
The people, John Denver.
Little bitty boy, just up off the floor. We used to go out to Grandma's house every month, every summer. Half chicken pie and tons of ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was the great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, off with the bare wing chick. It was made from a feather to four, and every geese took a whole goat across for the day. It hold 8 kids, 4 hounds off, and a piggy two spools of the shed. Didn't get much sleep, so we had a lot of fun at Grandma's feather bed. After supper we'd sit around the fire, the old folks sit and chew. All the talk about the farm and the war, grand thing of Balladore too. High sit, listen, watch the fires of the cobwebs fills the head. Next thing I know, I wake up in the morning in the middle of the oil weather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, off of the down in chip. It was made from the feathers of four to live against the cold or the cost or the taste. It'll hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy boot full from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on the grandma's feather bed.
Yeah.
Well, I love the mom, love the pa, love granny and grandpa too. Been fishing with my uncle, I wrestle with my cousin, I even kiss a blue.
If I ever
had to make it going, I guess it
all the beat says, I'm afraid of all, but the gal down the road, grandma, never been. Yes, I'm afraid of all, but the gal down the road.
Woo!
That was good.
Maybe you better reconsider about the gal down the road. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, it was made from the president of the board, and every piece of the whole world, the ball, so to sit. It holds 8 kids, 4 hounds, and a biggie big soul from the shed.
All right.
I knew you were going to say that.
And you know the ending to that story. You know why John didn't marry the girl down the road, right? He couldn't buy a truck that was big enough.
No.
With a limo. So he had to let her go down the road. Yeah. Hey, I got to tell my John Denver story, of course. You know, I know I've told her a couple of times. But, yeah, I had the honor of meeting John. 1972. We were the same age, by the way. 1972.
Oh, yeah?
At Madison Square Garden at the one-to-one concert in New York City. And I was invited backstage. The guy who invited me, you know, was Geraldo Rivera. And went back, and John had a beautiful, beautiful dressing room. He had a lot of people in there, mostly children. You know, he adopted a bunch of kids. You know?
Oh, really?
So now, to sing his Rocky Mountain High, he noticed my dog. I had my shepherd at the time, you know. And he's a big animal, everybody knows that. So he said to me, hey, would you mind holding my guitar? And here I am, you know, standing there, inviting, and I said, what? He said, just hold it, you know, hold it. And he hands me his guitar, and I'm nervous as hell. I don't want to drop this guitar. And I'm holding it. And he gets down on the floor, and he's talking to my dog.
No.
You know, before he went out to sing Rocky Mountain High. And I'm standing in the wing. I'm still thinking I'm holding the guitar. Well, that was my big moment with Denver, mm-hmm. and I was so flabbergasted, I forgot to tell somebody, hey, could you take a picture of us? You know?
Yeah, right.
But inside, that's my Denver stuff. Hey, Pepper, you still there?
Yes, she's at it.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh,
yep.
All right. So you got another song for us?
I got another one ready.
What do we got?
Whenever you have. I got Jerry Reed, and it's called The Preacher and the Bear.
No.
The Preacher and the
yeah.
Bear?
The Preacher and the Bear.
Oh, I never heard that one, but let's hear it.
You're getting ready to hear
Preacher.
It.
Yeah, Reed's a great country.
The
fun
preacher
rider,
and the
yeah.
bear, Jerry Reed.
I call him the preacher. Well, the preacher went out a hunting. It was almost Sunday morning. He was against his religion, but he took a shotgun along. He got him a meal of mighty fine quail and one old scraggly hair. But on the way home, he crossed the path of a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear got down, looked ready to charge. The preacher never seen nothing quite that large. They looked each other right smack in the eye. Didn't take that preacher long to say bye. The preacher, he run till he spotted a tree. Sit up in that tree where I ought to be. By the time that bear made a grab for him, the preacher was a-sitting on top of that mail. Scared to death, he turned about. He looked to the sky and began to shout, hey, Lord, you deliver Daniel from the bottom of the lion's den. Jonah from the belly of the whale then. The Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare, hey, Lord, if you can help me, for goodness sake, don't help that bear. Yeah! Look out, preacher! Well, about that time, the limb broke off, and the preacher come a-tumbling down. A straight razor out of his pocket, about the time he lit on the ground. He landed on his feet right in front of that bear, and Lord, what an awful fight. The preacher and the bear and the razor and the hammer is a-flying from left to right. Well, the first there's up, and then there's down. The preacher and the bear running round and round. The bear, he roared, and the preacher, he groaned. Having a tough time of holding his own. Said, Lord, if I get out here alive, get to the good book, I'll buy. No more hunting on the south bay. Come Sunday, I'm ahead to church to pray. Up to the heaven, the preacher grand. Said, Lord, won't you give me just one more chance? So the preacher got away. He looked around, seen a tree where he'd be safe and sound. Jumped on the limb, turned about, looked to the sky, and began to shout, hey, Lord. You delivered old Daniel from the bottom of the lion's den. You delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale's den. The Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare, hey, Lord, if you can't meet it, don't do nothing for that bear. Now, get out of here, man. Lord, do something for me and for getting that bear. I'm telling you, he's big.
All right, Jerry Reed, the preacher and the bear. That's a cool song. I never heard that one.
That was a good one. I never heard it before either.
You like that song, Pepper?
Yeah, I did. It was cool. makes me think of Jerry Clower.
Sweet Pepper Treat. Now, just remember, don't get married without me, and don't get married with me.
All right.
That's all you
got to
remember,
honey. You ladies have a good night. Dadgum right, I do.
Pepper, man, you were cool.
All right, honey. Y'all take care now.
Take care,
I'll
Pepper.
Catch up with you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Sweet Pepper Treat on Inner Sight Live around the world. And beautiful music. That's like beautiful music, right? Is Louie out there?
Yeah. No, not yet.
Louie's
I refreshed
there.
Like four times. He's not there yet.
Hey, Louie, you're... Louie, if you can hear me, call in. All right. Hey, Lorraine, how did your show go tonight?
Oh, I didn't have one tonight. It's tomorrow.
Oh, it is?
Hopefully.
Oh, tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night. Oh.
Yeah,
6:30.
Hopefully. Yeah, 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern.
All right. Give the calling number.
It's 319-527-6201. And that was 319-527-6201. That would be the 21 and up chill lounge.
Mm-hmm. 21 and up.
Yes.
Do you have a theme on your show or a topic, or how does it work?
Well, tomorrow I was supposed to be doing the memorial service show.
Oh.
Yeah, usually on Saturdays, it's a variety of things. If you want to say a poem, spoken word poetry, or recite a freestyle, tell us what's going on, you know, in the world. Yeah, it's a variety of things on Saturday. You know, we play music on Saturday and just, you know, tell tales or whatever, you know. It's that show is whatever floats your boat Saturday.
So people can call in, do a poem, and this Saturday it'll be a memorial. You can remember your loved ones.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Invite somebody on there who was a vet from the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. Give the number one more time where they could call.
It is
6:30 to 7.
Yes. It is 319-527-6201.
All right, thank you for that. And
you're welcome.
I'll try to catch it myself.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight, frolic around the world. And let's see, we got Louis Rivera supposed to be in there. We got Jimmy Ginnigan. And Jimmy, give me some Honeymoon of Music.
Okay. Hang on.
So we can goof up with that.
Here it is.
What's the matter, Rob? The other day, I went to the doctor. Here's the report. Let's see, Ralph, you're in good shape there. Let's see, condition of arterial monochromium exists. Let's see what it says you got to do here. You spend most of your time by the stove, a couple of pills, and a dish of warm milk. Your hair will start falling out. And before you know it, you'll go around quacking like a duck. Wait a minute, Ralph. That last one doesn't fit. What do you mean it doesn't fit? You can't go around like a duck. You're too fat. Will you cut that out? I'm dying in 6 months, and you're making jokes. Wait a minute, Ralph. Now, don't get excited now. I know a guy who went to the doctor. He said he only had 6 months to live. Boy, he made a fool out of that doctor. Yeah, what happened? He made it in 8 months. Gosh. 8 months, 6 months, what difference does it make? What am I going to do? I got nothing to leave Alice. I'm going in 6 months, and I got nothing to leave her.
Yeah.
Don't go yet, Ralph. You got a few months left. Got to make out a will. That's what I got to do. Make out a will. That's it. Now you're thinking. Now the wheels are turning. To whomever it may concern. Will you give me that? I, Ralph Crandon, make out my last will and testimony to the world. To whomever it may concern. I leave I got nothing to leave her out, Ralph, but what am I going to do? I got nothing to leave Alice. Wait a minute, I got an idea. Sell your body to science, if they pay by the pound, you'll be left a millionaire. Oh, shut up! What am I going to do? Wait a minute, don't get excited now. A friend of mine, he had a condition, see, and he sold his story to a magazine. They liked it so much, they gave him $5,000. $5,000? Yeah. You think they'd buy my story? Sure, why not? Bus driver dies from scratching fleas. Guys! I tell you, Monte Comedy. Could only find a doctor that would help me, who could cure the arterial monocomia. Where are you going to find a doctor that would cure arterial monocomia when you haven't even got it? I don't know. Norton, would you go down to the magazine with me? Would you be the doctor? We'll put the cure in the magazine, and maybe they'll give me a check for Alice. Don't touch me, Ralph. I'm sterile. Girl. Well, what's your story? I'm going to die in 6 months. Well, so what? Maybe you could use it in your magazine. Give me a check there. No, I want it for me. It's for my wife. I got nothing to leave her. Well, that's not a story. A lot of people die in 6 months. I'm sorry. We can't help you. Wait a minute, Joe. Who's this fellow? Oh, this is Dr. Norton. He's a specialist in arterial monocomia and monocomium, and he thinks he can save my life. Now, there's a story. Doctor specializes in arterial monocomium, saved bus driver's life. Wait a minute. You forgot the part about the scratching fleas. God! Please. Well, what do you think? Can you use that story? If I let you use it, will you? Well, Crandon, we're going to put your story in the magazine. Right up until the time you drop dead. Woo! Hey, Ralphie boy there. You did it. You're going to get the check in the mail for Alice. And, in 6 months, the poor little fat boy, he didn't even make the 6 months. Look at him out on the floor. No more will you wear these little socks. No more will you wear this little underwear. No more will you wear these little pants.
Oh, I gotta get him up. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do, Ed?
No use, Alice. Poor boy's gone. They're probably tearing down part of the fence in heaven right now to let them in. Thick mud. All right. I changed it around a little bit, but the whole thing was about a dog. See, the same time they took Ralph to the doctor, they took the dog to the doctor, and the report was about the dog, and he thought it was him. All right, inner sight. I think Louie took the weekend off. Where's Louie? Is Louie on the line? Hello? Engineer, you there? Hello, engineer. Where are you out there? I think the engineer died.
Oh, God. No, I couldn't undo it. I mean, it wasn't letting me. I kept pressing it from both directions, and it wasn't doing it.
What?
The button to open the mic.
I thought you had a new phone.
No, I left it without. I still have more to do on the phone. I'm using the old phone.
Oh,
I have to go to the store because I can't see it.
Confusing. All right, is Louie on the line?
Yeah, Louie just popped in. Hold on.
All right, Louie the Lift.
Oh, for God's sake.
On inner sight. Live. Louie the Lift.
If I could have get it. I got it, finally.
Hey, right, Pipe Burrito. This is Louie.
Yeah. I thought we
were.
Hey,
everybody's asleep. I thought none of the engineers out of commission.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, right. You're always out of commission.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not, Frank. You're funny.
Isn't he?
Yeah. All right. Hey, how you doing, Lou?
Hey, happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the, what's your favorite old commercial? You had a favorite one? The old-time commercial?
The classic commercial I know is Mr. Clean, Ajax.
Yeah.
And my dog's been in your dog.
What was that one?
I never heard that.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours. My dog's better than Eli's Cateration. My dog's better than yours.
Oh, the dog. I never heard that one.
I never heard
my
it either.
My dog's better than yours.
That's
all
the
right.
Old
dog
food commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dog food commercial.
Yeah.
All right. And, Brill Cream. Remember Brill Cream?
Mm-mm.
Commercial?
No.
Lou?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember Brill Cream commercial? Brill Cream.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream.
That's it. You put that stuff in your hair, and the girls are supposed to chase you. You know? Yeah, I used to use that, see, when I was a kid. The Brill Cream, little dab will do you. You know?
Yeah.
The only thing is, when I put it in my head, they didn't chase me, they ran the other way.
Yeah.
Woo! We'll put that out.
This dab you
well,
two dabs. Now
one
it's
going
to be impossible.
Yeah.
Hello?
One day Jimmy Dinnigan came into school with a tube of Brill Cream, and he started rubbing it all over the guy's head.
You want your girlfriend here, put this in your head.
And Miss Mars yelling, Jimmy, get that out of
here. Yeah.
Woo! Brill Cream all over the classroom.
Oh my,
that stuff smelled, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Frill cream, a little dapple, do ya? Frill cream, you look so debonair. Frill cream, the girl
cream, there you go, do ya? You have to give you your fingers to your hair. Frill cream, a little dabble, do ya? Well, chow, chow, the guys have ever sue ya.
The guys, wait a minute. That's a switch. Anyway, Frill cream, that was a big product in the 50s. 60s, I guess, you know.
I'll do the Frill cream. I'll start from beginning to end, all right, Frank?
All right.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Put a little bit on your makeup. Make your hair shiny and imaginable. It's typically clean. This man wears two dabs. Now he's being responsible. Brill Cream, Brill Cream, Brill Cream. Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Look, wait a minute. Brill cream, a little dab, do you? You look so good. You look so debonair. Brill cream, the gas is all to ya. They like to put your fingers through your brain. Brill cream, a little dab, do you? Little white child, I give it out the love drops. Get Brill cream today.
Brill cream, you won't have to wear your wig anymore. Brill cream. Your wife will kick you out the door.
No.
One guy who put Brill cream in his wig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He goes, Brill cream, I love it, daddy, do you? You look so with love drops. Brill cream, a little devil, do you? I like to get your fingers to your stomach. Brill cream, a little dab, you know, for watch out. The love drop's going to show ya.
All right, let's see. What other commercial? Well, how old was that Ajax commercial? That was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Ajax. Remember that one, Lou?
Listen to this. Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean spots and patterns, just like a whiz. Ajax is faster than other leading cleanser. I'm just paying the elbow tax, and you start cleaning with Ajax. Ajax, mm-hmm. Really, power is it cleans. So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Post the dirt right down the drain. I guess they're right. Foaming action, Ajax. Look, your pots and pans look so bright in difficulty. Don't use Ajax.
I knew a guy who used to eat Ajax to get high.
Ooh.
He was out of his mind.
Of course.
They had to lock him up.
Uh-oh.
You go in the store.
Beat up
you buy three, four.
Tony Rose.
Hey, Lou?
Yeah?
Yeah. This guy would go in the store, and he'd buy three, four boxes of Ajax, you know. And he'd use
yeah.
it to get, it would make him high. And then he came on my show, and he was bragging about how he drank motor oil.
Oh, of course.
Oh, Valvoline, Castrol motor oil.
Yeah. I said to him, wait a minute. I said, do you have stock in the oil company? He started. Everybody in the crew was laughing. I said, wait a minute, Ed. I said, maybe you can, you're rich and you don't know it.
Yeah.
He said, no, they put me in the hospital. I said, gee, I wonder
why.
Yeah,
I put you in the hospital. Yes, it is.
Maybe they wanted to drill oil.
Well, that's a way to drill up in someone that, you know.
Woo! They wanted to drill them for oil.
And I found out a drilling pole and everything to do it.
The doctors wanted to get rich, so you know who came
and
to visit him?
And the doctor get really rich, something like that.
Yeah, he had a friend who came to visit him. His name was Joe Fensterblau. And Joe Fensterblau come in to see my buddy. He's got my Earl in him. I want my Earl. I want my Earl. And Joe Fensterblau, I gotta take him out and get a couple of drinks. And we're all going to Texas. With a dolphin's fly. So they threw him out.
Ralph and Norton burned the chicken.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
What are you fixing a bird? The small chicken?
No.
Skinny chicken.
Yeah, he got stuck in his shirt.
Oh.
All right, Inner Sight. Hey, Lou, before you go, give us a little song. You got a good song?
I walk along, I wonder, what went wrong together. I long to stay so strong. I'm a walking through the rain. To the point and I feel the pain when I'm walking in my knees to end this misery. I wonder why where she go away, and
I wonder why
if she will stay. My little runaway, I want to run away. Da 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 da. I'm a walking with my love drops through the floor. I tell the swab in the bathroom. Meanwhile, I sorrow da 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 da. He'll tickle my fancy when I wonder. Oh, why? Even away, see, I wonder.
Take me away.
My way, old love drops and run away.
All right, Louis Rivera. Hey, Lou, thanks a lot, man. You're cool.
Hey, Suzanne, I love you.
I love you, too.
Hey, P.S., call me out. I'm going to go on your show, you promise, in June.
That's
yeah, we'll
Frank
get you.
Job. We'll get you.
We'll get you on there.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Thanks, Luke. You got a few minutes. I wanted to do the Jimmy Dinigan, but... Jimmy came into school one day, and, you know, he was a big Gene Autry fan, you know. He came in one day, and he was dressed like a cowboy. And his favorite song was Autry's theme song, you know, Back in the Saddle, you know. So he had on cowboy boots. We used to have cowboy boots. He had cowboy boots, he had on the jeans, he had a gun, you know, one of those toy guns around him. And he had the white tie like a cowboy and all that, shirt and all that. So he comes in with the hat on, and right away Miss Moss says, "Jimmy, take your hat off, you're in school."
I can't take my hat off, Miss Mom. I'm a cowboy. Cowboys can't take their hand off. It's against the law.
Jimmy, stop talking like that. Not against the law.
I got my horse. I had to leave my horse outside. My horse Champion outside. Because they wouldn't let me bring him in. They said he might do horse poop in the school. I like the smell of horse. I mean, poo-poo.
He almost said the four-letter word and stopped short. You know.
I like that smell, Miss Mark. Smell good. Jimmy, sit down. I gotta sing my song first.
What are you talking about? Sit down.
So he's standing there, he pulls the gun out.
Up.
And starts shooting, you know, cap. Cap. You know. And he's shooting the cap. And all of a sudden, I'm back in the town again. Oh, where my friend is a friend. Friend along on down on day, down the old one, down on me. I'm back in the town again. Miss Margo, Jimmy, be quiet. And he's going on and on and on with this song. And, it was so funny, and everybody started laughing. But, you know, Jimmy had a horrible voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Riding the range once more, counting my own 44, and then he's round every night, and the only law is right.
Jimmy, be quiet.
Oh, man, it was so funny. And finally, got him to quiet down, and he sat down, but he you know, he had on his boot, he had spurs on his boot.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you go horseback riding, we used to have spurs.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kept clicking these spurs on the desk. And Miss Martha said,
what's that noise?
Oh, that's a cowboy noise, Miss Martha. That's a spur that goes with the horse. You want the horse to go faster. Come on, boy. Yeah, yeah.
And he's clicking the spurs. And Janie says,
Jimmy, that noise going right through me. I can't stand it. I got to get out of here.
And she gets up, runs to the window, and Miss Martha says,
Janie, get away from that window.
And then Jimmy's,
I get away, I get.
He goes over to the window, and he pulls a gun.
Oh, my God.
And Janie, hey, you want to hold my gun? Come on, I let you hold my gun. Yeah, come on, get away from the window.
And he, I guess he distracted her from the window, got him to sit down. But he was whacked out, man. I mean, you would think this guy was on drugs, but he wasn't. That was his natural way of being weird. No drugs. All right, in a sight, Monday we'll have an hour of silence for all those who served and are serving, and for those who give us the power of freedom. And the sacrifice that they made. Monday, no show on Insight.
Fine. Yep.
All right. I want to thank everybody once more for the day for Milton. Greatly appreciate that. Big success. Working on another one that made some calls today. Looks like a good possibility in Illinois. There'll be a day for Milton in September. We're going to work it. We're going to do it, man. We're going to do it. All right. In the sight, around the world, I want to thank all our friends, everybody who donated, everybody who will. Go to our website, innersight.info, and click on the PayPal, make a donation. Greatly appreciate that. I want to thank Lorraine, Suzanne, engineer, everybody. Louie, my buddy, for calling in, everybody. Inner Sight, we'll see you next Tuesday on Open Mic.
Yes.
Thank you so much. All right. Don't forget Lorraine's show.
Okay.
Saturday night, 6:30, Blog Talk Radio. What is it, 21 what?
It's 3-1, it's called 21 and Up Chill Lounge at 319. 319-527-6201.
All right, Saturday
yes.
night, 6:30. Fire and world, inside Frolic.
Okay.
Have
yeah.
a great weekend.
And enjoy your Memorial Day, everyone.
That's right.
Yes. Okay.
He goes crazy at the end.
I see, Frank. Okay, now, y'all.
Good night, sweetie.
Okay.
Good night, bye-bye. Pepper baby.
Hey, Siri, what's up? Siri, you there? Siri. The battery. What's the battery? Hey, Siri, what's the battery? Siri, hello? Hey, if I didn't know that.